it's hard to predict, you know, kind of where progressive activists want to take this particular line of thinking. But what I think it ends up in is this kind of an androgynous society where any type of distinction between male and female is considered retrograde or a form of bigotry and discrimination. And so I think this contributes to a mass sameness, and I think that's problematic because you can only suppress natural distinctions for so long before there's some type of reaction. There was a tweet from Robert George, who's a professor at Princeton. He said that ordinary authoritarians are content to forbid people from speaking truths. But he said totalitarians insist on forcing people to speak untruths. The totalitarian impulse around gender is you have voices who want to say that it is improper to acknowledge any type of sex difference. That's an act of suppression, and it's forcing people to believe untruths. And the natural, I believe, Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, truth at stake here is the fact that God made males and females different. He made them equal, but he made them different in, again, their chromosomal, their physiological, anatomical capacities. Ultimately, this is an assault on both the body. I think it's an assault on reason. And I also think it's an assault on God's general revelation that he's given us in creation of making the sexes distinct.